listener production.
Afternoon, it's Andrew Shaw with your news briefing. Around $112 off your power bill next financial year. That's the possibility for default power off for residential customers after the Essential Services Commission released its draft decision earlier today. Small business customers could also be in for $266 worth of relief. That's if the draft goes through. Meantime, ESC Chairperson and Commissioner Kate Simon says they know cost of living pressures are front of mind for many Victorians.
If you're having trouble paying your electricity bill, a good first step is to contact your retailer and ask if you are eligible for energy concessions or utility relief grants, or if a different electricity plan would be cheaper for you.
The draft's now open for consultation with a final decision on the offer due in May. V-Line workers are once again set to walk off the job at the end of the week. Amid that ongoing pay dispute between the rail operator and the Rail Tram and Bus Union, workers will stop work from 3am to midday on Friday. It'll be the ninth day of strike action since December. Collision Investigation Unit detectives have charged a 43-year-old man after a fatal collision with a cyclist in Glengarry in Gippsland last month. It's alleged a cyclist was struck by a car on Bassetts Road around 11am on February 26. The 43-year-old's facing charges, including dangerous driving causing death, and was due to face the Latrobe Valley Magistrates Court yesterday. Goulburn Valley Health has launched a new initiative titled GV Doctors. It's to help enhance supervision and support for medical staff right across the region. And Victoria is the fines capital, collecting $942 million in penalties over the last year. In the Big V Div 1 men's action, Gippsland United had mixed fortunes in round 1. Their first game against Whittlesea saw them go down by 22 points at the Gippsland Regional Indoor Sports Centre. But it seems that was just shaking off the cobwebs. They then dashed Altona's hopes 108-92. As for the Shepparton Gators, they're joining the Championship Division and will start their season in April.